Talk Live. Well, that's the way it's been. A lot of people have wanted to discuss some controversy in the Liberty Movement over certain advocates of violence in defense against the state's aggression. And I think we've been kind of examining the more philosophical sides of this discussion tonight, and I've been enjoying that. So with you tonight, it's Ian,
Tally,
and Allie.
We're going to continue with your calls, 855-450-FREE. But first, Allie has an excerpt from which paper and or book
is
coming.
So this is The Ethics of Liberty, written by Murray Rothbard, and Chapter 12 on Self-Defense. Rothbard says, "Must we go along with those libertarians who claim that a storekeeper has the right to kill a lad as punishment for snatching a piece of his bubblegum? What we might call the maximalist position goes as follows. By stealing the bubblegum, the urchin puts himself outside the law. He demonstrates by his action that he does not hold or respect the correct theory of property rights. Therefore, he loses all of his rights, and the storekeeper is within his rights to kill the lad in retaliation. I propose this position suffers from a grotesque lack of proportion. By concentrating on the storekeeper's right to his bubble gum, it totally ignores another highly precious property right, every man's, including the urchin's, right of self-ownership. On what basis must we hold that a minuscule invasion of another's property lays one forfeit to the total loss of one's own? I propose another fundamental rule regarding crime. The criminal, or the invader, loses his own right to the extent that he has deprived another man of his. If a man deprives another man of some of his self-ownership or an extension in physical property, to that extent he does lose his own rights. From this principle immediately derives the proportionality theory of punishment based summed up in the old adage, let the punishment fit the crime.
Mm-hmm.
We conclude that the storekeeper's shooting of the erring lad went beyond his proportionate loss of rights to wounding or killing the criminal. This going beyond is in itself an invasion of the property right of his own person of the bubblegum thief. In fact, the storekeeper has become a far greater criminal than the thief, for he has killed or wounded his victim, a far graver invasion of another's rights than the original shoplifting."
Yeah, I remember reading The Market for Liberty, which I think is an excellent book, and it does address the idea of making right on an issue of some sort of crime being committed, whether it's a violent crime against somebody's body or whether it's a property crime, you know. So, I think they gave an example of somebody renting a stove or an appliance from some store and then not making payments on it. You know, does the appliance store have the right to come in and then, you know, take the appliance back and then burn down the house afterwards? No, they've gone above and beyond.
Too much.
The force that is necessary to restitute themselves. Now, one, I think, could make an argument that the appliance store does have the right in that case to compensate itself above and beyond just the retrieval of the product, right? So, like, you know, okay, they've been deprived of having their product that they could be renting to someone who's going to pay the rent as opposed to somebody who's not paying the rent. So they've been deprived of that rent they could have earned on that thing for however many weeks that it hasn't been paid for. So I think they're also within their rights to extract some percentage above what the actual value of the product is as payment for their time and effort of having to go and, you know, retrieve this thing or pay some company, some kind of repo company,
right,
or whatever, to retrieve it. So I think there's an argument that when it comes to violence, like actual violence against a person, the best response is to stop the violence and not do violence back to that person, ideally. But with, you know, property crime, then I think there's a further perspective of, well, maybe, you know, making yourself whole has to do with more than just the original amount that was taken. So I think you can go slightly above the amount required, but if you go beyond that, then it gets into a dangerous territory.
You mean, like, if someone stole $5 from me, then I might want more than $5 back because for a while I didn't have $5 that I was owed.
Yeah, so hopefully, an arbitrator, a private arbitrator, and, you know, various arbitrators over time would come up with a standard, an industry standard of, you know, what's typical, what's the right amount, is it 10%, is it 20%, you know, what is the appropriate, is it even a percent, is there some other way to gauge what the appropriate payback would be for somebody who wronged another person?
Right, I think it's good to acknowledge that proportionality is something that is important to people, and it's a good thing to bring up even to people not discussing, like, these necessarily really complex issues like what we're discussing now. But, like, if we're talking about Pearl Harbor and the way the U.S. retaliated on Japan after Pearl Harbor, you know, if you believe that it was, you know, the Japanese military that bombed Pearl Harbor, do you think that the United States dropping an A-bomb on Japan is a proportional response?
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous. And I want to get your thoughts on this at 855-450-FREE. And I want to come back to something that we were talking about the first hour here, Allie, where I was saying that there's a problem with the non-aggression principle. Mm-hmm. I personally do not believe it goes far enough.
You think that it doesn't? You
it's
think
too open-ended.
You think that there's, like, no proportionality? Because I don't know that, like, if you just say the non-aggression principle and you give, like, a brief outline of what it's about, it might, I feel like it includes the proportionality aspect. I don't think the non-aggression principle
says...
I've
never heard that. I mean, you could define it that way.
Probably because it's not been discussed.
Well, but non-aggression principle, I mean, right there on its face, it's pretty simple sounding to me. It says you don't aggress against your neighbor.
Right, and you don't aggress against someone who has... You don't overaggress when someone aggresses against you. You don't...
You make a good argument for that, but the non-aggression principle doesn't speak to those details. It doesn't get into that.
Maybe it's wishful thinking on my part, but I've always agreed with Allie that it's all about reduction of aggression.
Because you become an aggressor once you
you make a solid argument there. What you're saying is once you go above the amount of force necessary to restitute yourself,
you're violating the NAP.
Yes. And that is a good argument. However, the non-aggression principle itself doesn't speak to those details. I mean, non-aggression principle, it just says you don't aggress. Now you're getting into the subtle details of what it means to aggress, how far one, you know, goes to cross a line into aggression.
Well, people...
And the maximalists are going to argue against you, saying that, well, you know, they've given up their rights by violating my rights, and so they have no rights now, and so we can take their life. It's ridiculous, and hopefully it's a fairly small percentage of people that believe that way. But I can see why they feel justified under the non-aggression principle. We may disagree about what we'd like it to mean, but obviously some people interpret that, and it's a fair amount of them from the comments I've seen on Facebook. A lot of people use that as their crutch to say, well, yeah, well, we're not violating the NAP by killing those cops. And so that's why I say the NAP isn't good enough. We have to have a principle of peace in our actions. We have to come from a perspective of peace and love for our neighbors, and that's who the government guys are. There are people who, a lot of cases, you know, live down the street from you. There's a cop that lives down the street here. You know, he's got his family. They live on the corner. I don't want to hurt those people. I have no interest in that. But there are people who are coming from a point of anger. They're not going to come from a point of love. It's
right.
It's like a totally different perspective on how to handle people.
I think their anger is overriding their rational view of the non-aggression principle.
Yeah, well,
I think they're using the non-aggression principle as some kind of justification for what they believe, but if they... I don't think they realize that they're incorrect about proportionality. That proportionality is a real thing. It's inherent in the non-aggression principle, because if you over-respond to aggression, then you become an aggressionist yourself.
Yes, I mean, you're making very good points there. But
I think you should take back the nap, Ian.
What's that?
Take it back. You should take back the nap. Accept it.
No, I support peace. I want to make sure it's clear what my position is. I don't want to take back the NAP. I like the NAP. It's a good starting point. But I also know why people get confused about it, because it isn't explicit enough. It isn't moral enough, in my opinion. Only peace and coming from that perspective and coming from love when you're dealing with aggressors is a moral aspect. Because if you just use the NAP, then you can have the people that are just lurking and waiting to jump and to start shooting when as soon as they've been aggressed against.
Are you saying that the NAP justifies violence in some cases?
I think in some people's minds,
yeah,
it gives them the excuse, because it's not a moral principle all the way through and through.
Well, I call myself a libertarian, but there are lots of libertarians who support war. I don't think they're libertarians.
Yeah, and that's another word I'm not looking to save either. 855-450-FREE, because people like Glenn Beck call themselves libertarians. No thank you, not in the same camp. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Oh.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll free. 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, and you may enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the website for free. You can actually create the content on the site. So if you find something online that you want to share with us, you can submit it at showprep@freetalklive.com. It appears on the site. Others can vote it up if they like, vote it down if they don't. You can do the same thing to other people's stories, blog posts, YouTube videos, you post whatever you think is appropriate, whatever you think will be appreciated by the other listeners of the show. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. It's free, of course, unlike those other talk show websites. We do it right at freetalklive.com. LED lighting. Perhaps you have some LED lights. If you don't, you are really missing out, because LED lighting is the wave of the future. It is low power consumption, very, very low power consumption in comparison to, say, incandescent, and even, I believe, lower than the fluorescents. It's also better for the environment as well. These bulbs last for a much longer life cycle than do previous bulbs. So LED is pretty exciting. The costs have been coming down, and I'm looking forward to doing some more LED upgrades in my life. And I know that I'm not the only one. There are companies all around the country that are looking at doing upgrades to, you know, you've got a warehouse you're running. It's smart to put LED lights in, because you're going to save a significant amount of money on your power bill. You know, if you're running lights 24/7 or even for any amount of the day, even 8 hours a day, it all adds up. And if you can save money as a business person, you're going to want to do that. Well, Force Field Energy is pitching business people and governments as well, you know, doing streetlight installations, for instance. They're pitching the idea of, hey, we can hook you up. Not only can we give you the products, we also do the installs, what their pitch is, Force Field Energy. They do install, they do the product delivery, and they finance the deal. And with their financing deal, companies can really come out ahead. And so, to me, it's a smart idea to invest in Force Field Energy. And LED lighting is just one of the exciting energy-related products that they have. Investment does involve risk. You can buy FNRG, that's FNRG, on the OTCQB exchange through your broker, or you can go to forcefieldenergy.com. And if you've got a significant amount of money to invest, you can get their stock price at a discount through the private placement deal. Go to forcefieldenergy.com. Click on Contact Us to learn more as we continue here. We'll take your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Nathan. He is on the line from Skype. Hello, Nathan. You're in Texas, I believe, correct?
That's right. How are you guys doing?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
First, I wanted to say I agree completely with the quote you read from Rothbard. A lot of people look at the NAP and they think, oh, well, it means, you know, if a little girl tramples the flowers, then the sentence is death.
That's the non-aggression principle. And I'm glad that you backed that up, because I agree. A lot of people do look at the NAP and think, you know, to the max when it comes to punishment. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, right. I think another, have you heard of the story of, or have you read The Merchant of Venice maybe before?
I have not heard of it.
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, it's a play by William Shakespeare, and there was a guy, Professor Mises, who wrote a really good article about it, because in the play, there's a man who makes an agreement with a traveling Jew, and he agrees to give up a pound of flesh. And so then the legal argument becomes, well, is it okay to deliver the pound of flesh? Because if you do that, then you'll kill the man. And so In the book, there's two advocates. There's Shylock, the merchant, who demands his pound of flesh, and then there's Portia, who argues the other way. She says, you know, that if you can't violate his rights at all, because, you know, in other words, if you lay a hand on him, you're not allowed to do that, because that would violate his rights. But the merchant argues that, well, any violation that gets me my due is necessary and proper. So you could kind of think of it as two opposite principles. Does that make sense?
I'm confused about the pound of flesh part of it.
Oh, well, basically, he agrees to deliver a pound of flesh, like a pound of flesh from his heart or something. Something that requires that he has to be killed in order to deliver
okay.
the pound of flesh.
I was thinking maybe you're talking about, like, ground beef or something?
No.
All right.
And so it's interesting, if you put these two advocates together, one, Portia is arguing that no amount of damage is acceptable, because any violation of his rights is unacceptable. But on the other hand, he's made this agreement. He has to, you know, provide the pound of flesh.
And right.
So
why would a guy make an agreement? Maybe I'm missing a point here. Why would the guy make the agreement to give somebody a pound of flesh if he knew that he would die as a result of it?
Well, it's kind of part of the story. The main thing to focus on, I think, is that, you know, the maximalist position here is kind of like Shylock's idea that any amount of force that will defend you is acceptable, you know, whatever it takes. And But you see, the thing is, neither of them is correct. It's not true that you can use any amount of force to defend yourself or to get the pound of flesh, like mm-hmm. in the story. But on the other hand, it's not okay to just do nothing either. And that's where this idea of proportionality comes in.
I mean, you can, like, if someone was... someone was aggressed against them and decided, I don't want to retaliate, I don't want to do anything about it, then, you know, that's just how, the way they feel, then I think that that's okay.
It's
anyone should go in and try to punish the criminal in their name or anything if someone,
right.
if the victim chooses to not do anything about it.
Absolutely. In some cases, it's just not worth it. I mean, the amount of money you might have to spend to try to make yourself whole might be more than the
right.
the item or whatever was worth.
Right, and the same professor of Mises gives the example of suppose you swallow my diamond ring. You know, does that mean that I have the right to cut you open to take the diamond ring? No, of course not, because it would be violating your rights unproportionally in order to retrieve my rightful property.
Boy, so I love ridiculous libertarian what if scenarios.
It's not ridiculous. I like little questions like that because it makes you think about even broader topics. Like,
yeah, but what do you do then? I mean, if somebody swallows a diamond ring, I mean, hold the person captive?
You wait for them to poop it out.
Is it okay then to hold them captive
yeah.
until they poop
well,
it out?
Well, if I stole your diamond ring, Ian,
yeah.
and I swallowed it for some reason, then I owe you a diamond ring.
You
and
do.
I can be like,
yep.
I will give you the diamond ring back, either replace it or just we'll wait 24 hours.
Yep.
That should be enough time.
Okay, you can wait over here in my cage.
yeah.
Is that all right?
I don't know if...
I don't trust you. You're gonna, you've already swallowed my diamond yeah. ring, so I'm not going to let you out of my sight. So you're going to stay in my cage? Would that be okay?
I don't know if putting me in a cage would be an acceptable way to respond to that.
This is why we need arbitrators to figure all this stuff out. Nathan, other thoughts you want to share?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to finish my thoughts from last night. So back to the Cantwell thing. You were talking about objective and kind of subjective views of morality earlier.
Yes.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
My view of it is, you know, you have an objective right to defend yourself. It's, you know, the NAP is this objective thing where if someone violates your rights, you have the right to defend yourself and so forth. But, I mean, if I can bring another kind of story or image into it, did you know about the tank man from the Tiananmen Square protest?
Yes.
I know some things about him, yes.
Yeah, well, I kind of think of the situation Cantwell is talking about, it kind of reminds me of that. Not the exact thing, because he was pulled out of the way of the tank, but, I mean, imagine that if he stood there and, you know, let the tank come. It seems to me that he has the right to defend himself, but, I mean, the decision that he makes, I don't feel that anybody, you, me, or anyone can really, you know, criticize
Let's
him
come
for
back
what
with
he
more. Tank man, coming up.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. If you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. Just click and download, and they are yours. freetalklive.com. The archives go all the way back to late 2006. On the house, freetalklive.com. Freedomsphoenix.com is where you can get the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. And you can do it every single day. They are uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies at freedomsphoenix.com. Go there, get signed up for their free daily dispatch. They offer up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. freedomsphoenix.com. We're talking about tonight on Free Talk Live, and we are taking your calls about whatever you want, but the general overarching discussion thus far has been on some aspects of the idea of violence and, you know, the use of violence, the employment of violence in defense of oneself, and how far one should go with the use of violence in this case, or and that's in certain cases. Maximalism is a concept that that has been discussed, the idea that once someone violates someone else's rights, that someone else has the right to just kill the person, you know, to just go all the way and enforce their retribution on that person. Ali made a solid argument that actually the idea of going above and beyond what the original violation was is actually aggression on the part of the person who was originally defending themselves. If the person can be stopped in their attack without killing that other person or harming them beyond what is necessary to stop the attack, for me, all that you should do is stop the attack. You can stop the violence from occurring. That's as far as it should go. But there are people with different thoughts on this, and your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. We have Nathan on the line. And, Nathan, you were working up to something, to a point, and can you just kind of recap what you were saying before the break there?
Oh, sure. I just wanted to mention real quick, though, I think a lot of libertarians kind of get criticized sometimes because, you know, we read Rothbard and Mises and this kind of thing, but there's not as much classical learning out there. I think it's really valuable to read a lot of these classical stories because, you know, they have all these kind of, a lot of these arguments that people bring up over and over get covered. Like when you talked about this proportionality thing, I immediately thought of The Merchant of Venice because someone at Mises University had brought it up before. And, you know, what you call the maximal or maximalism, I always call the Shylock principle. But, you know, whatever amount of force is necessary to make me whole is acceptable no matter how much.
Right. And if the person who from whom you're trying to extract repair or restitution continues to put up roadblocks, then obviously you have to continue to overcome those. So
right.
You know, if they've locked up the thing that is yours behind all kinds of different protections, you have the right to overcome whatever those protections are to
right. And you mentioned cost of like recovery, and I think David Friedman has written about this too. And it's in the Ethics of Liberty for sure that you know the company that does the recovery, you know, can charge extra for to cover the cost of that. If they have to
right.
break the lock and then crack the lock and you know force the inner door open and so on, you know, then they deserve some kind of compensation for that. But yeah, I was building up to this idea about the tank man and what you said
tank
about, but yeah, he's the man who stood in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square in 1989 during the Tiananmen Square democracy protests. It's this iconic image that, you know, a lot of people, at least in the West, know about. I don't know how many people in China know about it because
it's... Good question. It's been censored there.
Yeah, it's censored there, and it's not clear. If you showed a picture of it, like a guy in a tank, to the average person on the street in China, if they would recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, you have this huge tank, and I think it really describes the situation that Cantwell is thinking of, I believe. It's, you know, the guy's the tank man. He's standing in front of the tank. He's standing there, you know, he's defending himself in a sense. I mean, he has the right to be there. And there's this huge tank bearing down on him that, you know, he can't really do anything against.
It's an amazing photograph.
I don't think he's doing anything to defend himself. He's just
standing there.
He's not acting at all, except for just standing.
Right. Well, what he was actually doing was kind of, you know, standing in front of the tank, and no matter which way it tried to turn, he was standing in front of it. But I think to take it a step further, I mean, we can imagine the man standing in front of the tank doing different things. We could imagine him just, you know, running away, or we could imagine him standing there as the tank runs over him. Or if you want, you can even go in the Cantwell direction and, you know, imagine him charging at the tank and waving those grocery bags and smattering them against the side of the tank.
Or pulling a bomb out of the grocery bags and blowing
right.
up the tank.
So I think this is where that objective and subjective thing comes in. I think objectively, there are rights, and he has the right to defend himself. He has the right to run away. He has the right to be secure in his person. But I think it's subjective, whatever he chooses to do. If he chooses to stand and, you know, be crushed, if that's part of his value system and that's what he believes is right, then I don't feel that I have the right to criticize someone who does that. And the same thing if he decides to, you know, throw something at the tank and be run over anyway.
Well,
see what
of
I mean?
You have the right to criticize. I mean, everybody, you have the right to criticize anything you want.
No, right, right. But I feel like it's his decision, whatever he wants to do. Like if he wants to throw himself against the tank and be crushed, or if he
yeah,
wants
I wouldn't
to stand.
Say he was immoral for making those choices necessarily, but I could certainly distance myself from the ones with which I disagreed.
Right, and that's what both you and I think are doing with this Cantwell thing. You know, violence isn't the answer. It's not effective. But Cantwell's, you know, he's imagining this apocalyptic kind of scenario.
Well,
where
not only is it ineffective, I also believe it to be immoral, but I can see why some people believe that it's moral, and so I think that the morality is, you know, is subjective.
Right. I completely agree. It depends on the situation, and it depends on your own values and, you know, what you feel is best for you. And that, I think that's where this confusion is coming in, because we all kind of we all objectively agree that you have the right to defend yourself against aggressors. But where this disagreement is coming from, I think, is this kind of subjective element of, you know, what's moral, what's right for me, what's right for my community, and, you know, what's the best thing to do. And, you
There's
know,
a
like
lot
I
that
said,
goes
I
into making a decision. And I thank you, Nathan, for your
right.
call and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I just think there's so much violence in the culture, and so that kind of reflects on the kind of judgments that we make. And I think when I hear peaceful evolution, I think about, you know, kind of rejecting all of that, all the violent tactics, and moving in a peaceful direction.
Yeah, I totally agree, and that's one of the reasons why peaceful evolution is the tagline over at freekeen.com, because I think it's important to set an example, number one, to, you know, if you're going to be doing activism, to do it from a peaceful standpoint and not be angry at the cops, not be yelling pig, and not be, certainly not get violent with people. I think there are a lot of good reasons to set the example about that so other people can see, hey, you know, you don't have to be angry to be an activist. You don't have to be angry to be effective. In fact, you can be more effective if you are coming from a peaceful perspective. And my favorite example of this is the police officers who have contacted me. One of them used to work at the jail in town. He reached out to me before he quit his job at the jail and expressed that you know, he believes in the ideas of liberty and is interested in helping out with you know, the freedom movement, but
wow,
is afraid to come out because of his job and what might happen to him. You know, he had some trepidation about approaching me, even though I'm the kind of guy who, you know, I'll offer the police hugs. I mean, I'm not
right,
a violent, dangerous person. But he still had some concerns about reaching out. You know, what are people going to think about me? I mean, maybe it's not just Ian Freeman, but, you know, these other liberty people, are they going to accept me because of what I've done? And in this guy's case, he put people in cages. I mean, he kept people in cages as part of his job. But I'm glad he reached out because it allowed me to connect with him on a different level. I mean, I connected with him, I thought, on a good level when I was in the cage and he was one of the guards. But, you know, we connected outside of that, and eventually he left his job and started doing a video podcast on YouTube. He invited me on his show, and he said, I'll have you on for 10 minutes. It turned into 90 minutes.
Wow.
And we talked about so many different things, and he was very agreeable on a lot of them, and he's come out to social meetings in town as well. So I wouldn't have gotten that way if I'd been calling him names and been nasty.
Right.
Coming up.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. It is the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program, then please shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. Perhaps there is something that you've been looking to buy. Well, odds are good Amazon sells it, so if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you can enter Amazon through the Free Talk Live affiliate links there. You can enter Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, or Amazon US. So pick your favorite Amazon, go to shop.freetalklive.com, select the Amazon of your choice, and then just get your shopping taken care of. It's the same great Amazon shopping experience, same great prices, huge selection, free Super Saver shipping, all the stuff you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. And if you're looking for some extra podcast listening to do, you can go to schoolsucksproject.com and check out their podcast. They also have a YouTube channel and a web community, as well as their very own call-in show that promotes real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can visit them at schoolsucksproject.com, make your free user account, and follow the show on Twitter. School Sucks Show is their Twitter username. YouTube channel is School Sucks Podcast. And you can go to schoolsucksproject.com to connect with all of that and more. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
Tally.
And Allie.
So Allie, by the way, hosts her own radio program.
That's right.
Called ALP.
That's right. And
what does that stand for?
It depends on the week. Originally it stood for awesome, loving, and positive, but we've been coming up with a new acronym every week, so... the show.
And you usually decide it right before the show. So, like, right now, you don't know what
I don't
ALP
know
is going
what
to
our,
stand for.
I know what the show's going to be about, but it's a secret.
Wait. It's a secret what ALP stands for, or what it's about is a secret?
Well, we do a new topic every week. So
can you tease the topic? Is that possible? Or is that the secret?
It has to do with something that is in the news in New Hampshire right now.
Okay, that's a pretty wide...
I know.
Yeah, that still sounds secretive, so I guess you'll have to tune in and find out. And what folks can download it through your Facebook page?
Yeah, we've been just posting the episodes to our Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/ALP podcast.
Okay, cool. And they should do that, because it's a good show.
It is.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. We will, of course, take your calls about anything. Jason Talley, there was another aspect to this conversation about violence that I think you wanted to cover, like copblock.org and
yeah, some
anger.
Of the things, some of the things that you said about your interactions with police officers, and certainly a lot of them are probably, shall we say, skeptical of
a lot of officers, yeah.
Yeah. But you have, you're building relationships with some, and, you know, Pete tells me similar stories, and sometimes he'll take photos, like... selfies with police officers and post them on his Facebook page, and he's like, this is what it's all about, and I love it. But copblock.org has been sending mixed messages then, because, I mean, they published the Larkin Rose article, When to Kill a Cop, and that was titled by the founder, Adamo Freeman, mm-hmm. and this most recent article by Chris Cantwell, it was featured originally on Because I Hate the State, a Blogspot account by Chris Cantwell, but then copblock.org ran it. And I know there was a checkpoint in Cheshire County recently, and people said that it was cop blocking. I was there because I was curious. I wanted to see the checkpoint, and I took videos. And so I didn't want to be associated with cop block. I think the name is negative. But also, and gives a wrong impression, but also because of these articles about killing cops, I mean, what are these law enforcement guys going to be thinking, guys and gals?
Well, I expect that they probably read copblock.org if they're reading freekeen.com, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, cops all around the country read copblock.org.
I mean, so are they thinking that these people who call themselves cop blockers and are recording them now are, you know, potential cop killers one day?
It's not an unreasonable conclusion. For someone to make.
Yeah.
Well, it definitely makes it like a cop is going to be less receptive to someone who calls himself a cop blocker if they know about this article.
Right. Now, of course, not all of them will know about this, so that's one thing. But I'm wondering, Jason, I mean, you and Peter are fairly close. You guys were together in a motorhome for many months.
And a demo, for nearly a year.
Right. So, I mean, you guys are close. Have you talked to Pete about some of the concerns you have with the cop-blocking brand, I guess you could say?
I mean, I don't think I pestered those guys, but I've made it known, you know, my thoughts on the brand.
Has he given you, an official response of any thoughts?
I think, I mean, he definitely let me know that he heard me as far as my thoughts about it being reactionary.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's popular. And
I think it is popular.
It taps into an audience of people who know there's something wrong, you know, and feel powerless. And so, you know, it can be empowering.
Yeah.
And I think transparency, accountability, the message that badges don't grant extra rights is really wonderful. But I don't think you should take it there as far as violence goes.
No, I agree. And this is something that I have some difficulty with. I mean, we've discussed this off the air previously. I agree generally with your critiques about the CopBlock brand, that there is the mixed message, that the name itself could be considered negative or conflict oriented, for instance. But also I think there could be an argument made that the brand reception is very positive amongst a large segment of the population, especially those who've been victimized by the police. And one could say that the name Cop Block is essentially in the, you know, as far as its level of conflict that it is, that, you know, to cop block means, as I understand it, to hold the police accountable by asking them questions, for instance, during a police encounter with somebody. To cop block versus cop watch would mean to insert oneself into a situation rather than just hold a video camera, but to, you know, ask a tough question of the police officer. So some could say that the term cop block has more to do with stopping police aggression and, in the first place, nonviolently, by getting involved in a situation.
Sure, one could say that, but the name doesn't automatically lead one to believe that. I forgot what I was
saying. It's not cop fight, right? It's not like cop attack or cop beat the cops up. You know, it's cop block. So to me, that says stop the aggression.
But not everything that the law enforcement people do is wrong, right? I mean, they help people from time to time.
Yeah, that's true.
Help people get their car keys.
So I don't think we want to block everything that they do, just, you know, when they act violently.
I think you've got great critiques. I just I don't know if there's a better brand right now. I mean, the Peaceful Streets Project, I think, is a cool name, but it's also led by a guy who yells pig and, you know, calls the cops names. And I don't, you know, I wouldn't want to be associated with that either.
We could combine them and call it Peaceful Block.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Chris is on the line calling from New York. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good to be with you guys. I wanted to chime in on proportionality of force.
This is Chris Cantwell. Chris, was suggested earlier that you are a maximalist, someone who believes that it's completely acceptable to go to the maximum, to the extreme, when responding to being aggressed against. Is that true?
Oh, well, I mean, who doesn't want to shoot a 12-year-old girl in the face for stepping on his flowers? Not that I have any, because my caustic personality causes them to wither and die every time I walk out to my car in the morning. But no, I'm not. What I actually would like to express is that, you know, you can use whatever level of force is necessary, at least in your perception, to repel the threat. So while you wouldn't shoot a 12-year-old girl for stepping on your flowers, there's no proportionality of force when it comes to agents of the state. Ali had said it might be justified for her to run from the police, but you have to carry that through to its logical conclusion.
Hold on, Chris. You said agents of the state. I mean, so are you justifying shooting the mailman now?
I would encourage you to read my Porcupine Non Grata article on ChristopherCantwell.com. That's where I mentioned the mailman.
I have read that, but for the benefit of the listeners,
you had said that you had never heard that argument. Well, I said, let's just pretend instead of, you know, shooting the mailman, let's indict him for a conspiracy to commit grand larceny instead, right? Because he's part of a conspiracy to steal my money.
That's kind of silly, right? Like, there were a couple people who came to town recently that worked for the Postal Service in Oklahoma, and one of their concerns with the idea of the Free State Project was they were worried that people would discriminate against them because they work for the state, because they work in this role of a federal agent, as you put it. Their job is to deliver mail to people's homes, arguably a job that would exist in the absence of the state to some extent. Some sort of delivery of packages and mail obviously would exist because it exists today in the form of FedEx and UPS. I told these folks, no, I don't know people who would discriminate against you, but it sounds like you're saying that they're involved in a conspiracy, and I don't know if they would see it that way. I mean, for them, it's just a job.
I would just like to obviously clarify that I'm not advocating that anybody shoot the mailman. I brought up an extreme example to sort of make a point, and that always goes over so funny, but how many anarchists have been accused of wanting to legalize child pornography, right? This is what happens, you know, Ali and Jason are all too familiar with the paperclip argument. So these are silly things, fictitious scenarios that we bring up to make a philosophical argument.
Are you saying people are taking you too seriously? I mean, stand by. We'll bring it back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 3 is next. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast. That many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.